Celebrating hair. Oh, sorry, Grips. Celebrate National Hair Day today.
You haven't seen my butt.
Nor
I can celebrate.
Nor do I want to. I was that kid.
Or
I was
touché.
My touché. I was that kid that always worried about his hair. I was because I'm old now. Back in the 70s and 80s, it was the feathered haircut, which and it covered the ears because I always thought I had big ears.
Not even close.
I know, but my girlfriend at the time decided she was going to cut my hair, and she secretly cut my hair above my ears, and I freaked out at
first.
You
were looking in the mirror?
No. Okay. She was just cutting my hair.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I will never not look in a mirror again after that. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had I had it all. I had the mullet. I had the colored.
I had the same hairstyle since I was 2 years old.
Did you really?
The picture I showed you yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, when you were in the band.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
The
cheerleading.
Same.
Yeah.
That wasn't band. That was band camp.
Band camp.
Yeah. Get it right, buddy.
Remember?
Remember
back
at
band camp
around
when my hair was nice.
My hair was nice that day.
No, you had good looking. You got good looking hair.
It was looking floofy and poofy and full and brown. Gosh, I was good looking.
So was it not something that you worried about when you were younger?
I woke up with bedhead. I did my hair every morning.
Yeah.
But I never used, I used Sun-In when I was a senior in high school.
Ah, Sun-In, yes.
I used Sun-In and then my hair because I wanted the Justin Timberlake frosted tips. But Sun-In actually turns all your hair white or bleaches it or whatever it does. And so I ended up having, and then that was the year that I mistakenly stayed out for 8 hours in Huntington Beach with no suntan lotion. So all the Sun-In that I had been spraying in my hair over the course of 3, 4, 5, 6 months,
mm-hmm.
I think it was all stored. The residual was there, plus the sunburn. So my hair turned white, bleached white, and my skin was bright red. So I worked at McDonald's, and people thought I was reverse Ronald McDonald with the white hair and the red skin, and I looked horrible. I looked so silly. It was a great, great summer of 2000 or whatever year that was. But anyway, and I honestly believe that kind of might have been the reason I lost my hair. I think I sunburnt so bad the top of my head, and then that sun and stuff didn't help either, that it fried my follicles, because the sides of my head still grow hair pretty well. But it's just the top.
So how old were you when that happened?
17.
Okay.
17-ish, 18-ish. Yeah. 16 or 17, somewhere in there. And like I said, my parents weren't, it was a school trip down to Southern California, so they weren't there to remind me to put suntan lotion on, SPF on. I didn't even have any. I didn't pack it with me because I was on my own. I was on a trip on my own. So, yeah, everyone else was on the beach putting the stuff on, looking good. I'm sitting out there with this girl I liked. I'm not taking a moment away from this moment. I wanted to sit next to her and chat the whole time. 8 hours flew. Yeah. It flew. And then when we were on the freeway heading home, it was night, and I almost had to go to the hospital because I had so dehydrated. I had heat stroke. I was convulsing. They thought I was dying. They thought I was dying. It's a true story.
Wow.
So all the girls not all of them, but I had 5 or 6 girls give their bikini tops. They filled it with ice, and they put it around my neck.
I see the plan.
And it didn't work, buddy. I don't remember it because I was unconscious. But they had to stop at a gas station.
You were unconscious, and they were all topless, and you couldn't tell.
They weren't topless. They had T-shirts on. They were on a school bus. We're all students.
Well, it doesn't matter.
How dead I was.
Yeah.
I had to be revived by bikini tops full of ice and warm Chevron Gatorade. And it saved my life.
You want to say that's the one-uppest right there. I was just going to say that I never wore a hat. So